By man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We can legitimately read the 6 days of Holy Week as the 6 days of the new creation. And just as man was made on the sixth day, so Jesus, our second Adam, died on the sixth day to recreate man. And once again, he rested on the Sabbath, though this time in the tomb. And just as Eve was born from the side of Adam, so the church, the new Eve, the new mother of all living, is born from the side of Christ while he sleeps in the grave. Hooker says, God made Eve of the rib of Adam, and his church he frameth out of the very flesh, the very wounded and bleeding side of the Son of Man. Here, this body crucified, the blood shed for the life of the world, these are the true elements of that heavenly being which makes us just what Jesus himself is. And so we can say that through the church, we are indeed flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone. That Christ's death is our life. That through word and sacrament, we are incorporated into him, grafted into his body, rooted and built up in him. We come to the tomb as to the womb of the resurrection from which Christ is born into eternal life. And just like the womb that remained intactus, the tomb remained sealed while Christ emerged from death to life. And he emerges from this second closed womb, from corruption to incorruption, back to the glory that he had before the world was made. Our risen Lord will never die. He is life everlasting. And by the very fact of his death, he destroys death. The fabric of our human nature in Christ has been transfigured into an indestructible body of glory. And the body and blood which he gives us makes us resurrected into the heavenly being just like him. He is our Passover feast. And this was God's plan right from the very foundation of the world. Christ's resurrection completes the Father's creative work. Indeed, the scriptures, all of them, are brought to their fulfillment. Paul tells us how Christ's death, his burial, his resurrection are all contained in scripture. The old prophecies that we heard tonight from sacred scripture, they spell out the history of our salvation, our creation, our liberation, our ultimate salvation. And the end of that story, it's tell us its goal is Christ raised by the glory of the Father, by his transfiguring power. And that power, that great might, as Ephesians has it, through our baptism, our burial into death, transfigures us too and allows us to walk in newness of life. Christ, says Gregory of Nyssa, knits together our nature with primal grace, recombining what Adam's disobedience had broken into pieces. What Adam split by sin, in Christ is healed completely. It is the restoration of the wholeness of our humanity. There is life in the risen Christ, life for us. He is the one who made the heavens and the earth, who formed humanity in the beginning, who was proclaimed through the law and the prophets, who took flesh from a virgin, who was hung on a tree, who was buried in the earth, who was raised from the dead and ascended to the heights of heaven, who sits at the right hand of the Father. He is the one who has the power to save all things. He can transfigure our lives, broken by sin, and bring them to an incomprehensible end. So tonight, we celebrate the death of death, the downfall of hell, the beginning of a new and everlasting life. For us, the power of death is blunted. We will still die, but death cannot hold us. The hopelessness of death is over. We are living in what Florovsky calls redemptive reality, a new existence, if we want it, that has left death behind it once and for all. And if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Death has no more dominion. This is a new revelation of divine love. This is a new creation. This, in some, is creation fulfilled. It is I, says the Christ. I am he who destroys death and triumphs over the enemy and crushes Hades and binds the strong man and bears humanity to the heavenly heights. So come, all families of people, for I am your freedom. I am the Passover of salvation. I am the lamb slaughtered for you. I am your ransom, your life, your light, your salvation, your resurrection, your king. The Lord has triumphed with his church. And so tonight, we say, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone, the flowers appear on the earth, the time of the singing of the birds is come. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away, and to you be glory and might forever. Amen.